Psychologist Matt Hertenstein from DePaul University in Greencastle, Indiana, decided to study touch while he was watching parents interacting with their babies, making faces and cooing sounds, squeezing, stroking, nuzzling them.
And all of a sudden it struck me one day, and I thought, you know, I wonder if touch can communicate distinct emotions, much like the face and the voice.
Decades of research has been done on the face and the voice and the distinct emotions that they communicate. But touch had been relatively neglected by researchers until Hertenstein stepped in and began his experiments.